दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अजय कुमार। Prime Minister Narendra Modi has inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railway and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi yesterday participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. The memorandum of agreement for these projects was signed between Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in the presence of the Prime Minister. President Draupadi Murmu has said India is emerging as a hub for affordable medical tourism and doctors are playing a pivotal role in this progress. She was addressing a convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalgiri in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. President Murmu praised the medical profession as a part to serving humanity. She advised doctors to focus on service orientation, continuous learning and research. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Indian Constitution is not just a document for the government but is a fundamental inspiration for the welfare of the marginalized and nation building. Replying to a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, he highlighted that the Constitution has strengthened roots of democracy in the country and ensured the transfer of power without shedding a drop of blood. John Pitas of CPIM said unity can not be maintained without democracy, secularism and federalism in the country. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. The bills related to One Nation, One Election were introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Opposition saw division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territory Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it. Opposition parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiv Sena, UBT, CPIM and others opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it as an attack on the basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, for further scrutiny. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said when One Nation, One Election bills came up in the Union Cabinet, Prime Minister Narendra Modi opined that this should be referred to the JPC. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has reached Beijing to participate in the India-China Special Representative Talks scheduled to be held today. The talks aim to restore bilateral ties that have been stalled for over 4 years due to the military standoff in eastern Ladakh. Doval will hold the 23rd round of the Special Representative Talks with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Ahead of the crucial talks, China has said it is ready to work with India to implement the commitment based on the common understanding reached between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Xi Jinping during the meeting in Kazan, Russia, on the sidelines of the BRICS summit on October 24. The 12th Common Guard meeting east between the Indian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard was held yesterday at Visakhapatnam. The meeting was co-chaired by Vice Admiral Samir Saxena, Chief of Staff, Eastern Naval Command, and Additional Director General Donnie Michael, Coast Guard Commander, Eastern Seaboard. The agenda for the high-level discussion included enhancing interoperability through joint training, operations and communication, exchanging best practices to strengthen maritime security frameworks, and refining standard operating procedures, SOPs, for responding to maritime contingencies. Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, has begun the repair and restoration work of the Ratna Bhandar or treasure trove of the Jagannath Temple at Puri. A senior ASI official, D.B. Gurnayak, said the scaffolding work of the inner chamber of the Ratna Bhandar has been completed. It is pertinent here to mention that the Ratna Bhandar or treasury of the 12th century shrine was opened in July this year after 46 years. Indians will be among the nationals from 39 countries who will have free visas to travel to Sri Lanka from January 2025. This was announced by the visiting Sri Lankan Foreign Minister Vijay Thera during an interaction organized by the Indian Foundation in Delhi yesterday. He also expressed hope that India will give the same facility to the Sri Lankans also. A top general in charge of Russian nuclear protection forces, Igor Krylov, has been killed along with an aide by a bomb hidden in an electric scooter in Moscow yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.